Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the Adam Carriker Show. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Just a friendly reminder, we are live at the Blur Tailgate at the Hilton in Omaha. 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Doors open daily from 10:30 a.m. to midnight through June 21st. Corner 12th and Cass. Can't miss the big white tent for Blur parties on the south side of Cass Street. This is the 13th annual tailgate with an all-inclusive bar and buffet, 18 TV shows, live baseball games, multiple seating options, including a hammock. Buy tickets at the door, or more preferably, please purchase at www.blurevents.com/Omaha. So, I had to get up, go to the restroom, okay? Four different people on the way there, two different people on the way back. This Jet Tamala, Braylon Warren thing is quite interesting. They all asked me about it.
Yeah.
Six people between here and there. Like, this is quite the interesting topic, intriguing topic, I should say. At least the people between here and the bathroom that I just went back and forth to. I mean, what are your shout out do you think it's so intriguing to people?
Shout out to Bill, the bartender. I went up there and got a glass of water, and he goes, hey, so what, did you hear about Jet Tamala flipping his commitment?
Man.
And so it is notable. It is notable. And it's exciting from a Nebraska preps landscape standpoint. Like, it's exciting, right? Alabama does not come into Nebraska every single day.
And look
for talent, right? So on the days they do, and Terrell was, I was talking to Terrell Farley about this too, and he was saying, oh, thank you. I was talking to Terrell Farley about this too, where I sat there, or he was like, why? You know, he doesn't fit the mold of Alabama quarterbacks.
Yep, you mentioned that.
And my response was, okay, so let's just think forward thinking, right? LSU's fight song. LSU just won, so LSU's fight song is playing in the background here at Blur. LSU 2-0, by the way, now. UCLA will play a game tonight against Arkansas, an elimination game. But anyway, what I was going to say is, okay, so let's say he doesn't fit the mold, and 1 or 2 years later he says, okay, you know what, I need a new home. Just instantly saying that, hey, I suited up for Alabama creates or allows you to have more charisma and power in the portal. Think about how we would react if it was, man, Nebraska is getting a four-star transfer quarterback from Alabama versus Nebraska getting a four-star transfer quarterback from Iowa State.
I get it.
It creates a little bit more cachet right off the rip.
There's name brand recognition. It's 100%. Just like, let's be real. You go to buy a shirt and there's a particular logo on it, that shirt instantly might become $20, $25 more.
This shirt it's the same I'm wearing right shirt. Now, this shirt that I'm wearing right now, there's two things different than the generic Fanatics brand one.
All right.
It's the Under Armour logo.
Okay, all right.
And like these two baseball bats that are across it.
Was that like a $90 shirt then?
It was $52.
$52? All right.
And I here's my thing. I looked online, and this is the immature and irresponsible Nick Sainert coming through. I looked online on the College World Series store, and the same exact shirt, just without the Under Armour logo, $40.
It's only $12 more. I'm surprised.
I say only $12 more, but I was like, are you serious? So now that's in a very much of a different conversation,
I get it.
I think the philosophy still stands.
No, I pick it up what you're putting down. So I have a little, how do I put it? Not a sweet spot. Okay.
Soft spot.
Soft spot. Thank you. For Under Armour. So where we lived previously, a guy who helped me coach our sons all the way up through in youth football, his name's Ryan Wood. I think I could drop his name to be cool with. He's one of the four guys that started Under Armour.
Okay.
Now, he eventually sold his stake. You can imagine, not for chump change. But I was so leery to meet this dude because I'd heard about Ryan and all this and that. And he, you know, one of the big wigs at Under Armour, sold it for quite a bit of money, his stake. He was the exact opposite of what I anticipated. So he played at Arizona State as a fullback,
Then he played in the league for the Cowboys, I think about 4 years as a fullback. He is as old school, down to earth, blue collar as you're going to get. And dude, we got along so well. He is not what I was anticipating at all, and I loved him.
This is a non-sports conversation, but what brand is that for you? Because I actually just went to your former state, Colorado, over the weekend.
Yeah.
And there's a giant Lululemon outlet. Look at what shorts I'm wearing right now. I cannot get enough of these. I serious. It's a significant issue.
We're getting real right now.
It is a significant issue. So what brand is that for you that you're like, you see in the store and you're like, I automatically gravitate towards it? because really it's shifted. It used to be Under Armour for me. I used to come up to the Gretna outlet malls and just like, you know, spend a paycheck up here at the Under Armour outlet malls. But
I mean, I'm wearing Nike. I don't really have one.
It's kind of an issue because there's no, these shorts fit me so incredible. They're so comfortable.
So,
and it becomes a little bit of an issue.
I think that's why there's not a particular brand.
Okay.
I have a little bit of a unique body type.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Finding clothes that fit me. Now I'm a 2XL up top.
Yep.
Okay. I used to be a 3XL, maybe a little bit more at times, but 2XL now.
Yep.
Down low. I'm not trying to pump myself up. I have thick quads.
Yes. Yeah.
So finding pants are a nightmare for me,
100%.
Especially jeans. Shorts a little bit more challenging.
I have a catcher body.
I don't. By the way, the man gives out baseball lessons. If you're interested, all right. Where can they get this information?
Nowhere. We're not plugging.
Nowhere.
In here.
Okay. Well, all right. We don't even charge you for it. All right. So, but finding pants that fit me is a nightmare, and shorts is a little bit less of a nightmare. I'm so much about comfort and fit. I don't care about the brand name. I really don't.
Okay. Yeah. You just want to find something that's comfortable.
Yes. Yeah. I do. I really do.
Gotcha.
All right, my man.
Only the important things here on the Adam Carey.
Hey, back to speaking of important things. All right, serious question.
Yeah.
Special teams. All right, everybody's heard this a million times, so let's make it 1,000,001. We had 10 block kicks last year. we can't return a kick longer than the length of our cleat, at least through last year. I expect that to change this year. Our coverage units weren't awful, weren't great. Hopefully we can punt in the right direction this year. I'm saying a whole lot of things that I don't know why I'm saying them, but I'm just venting as well. Special teams, how important do you believe they are this year? Because I believe they're insanely important this year.
Oh, well, I think you expect Nebraska to be competitive. We just went through their schedule earlier.
Yeah.
Nebraska, you expect to be competitive in every single game. So, therefore, we've said it ad nauseum, the difference maker in a lot of those games can be special teams, where a lot of times Nebraska has the disadvantage.
Yes.
Maybe if they can flip it around and they start to have the advantage,
mm-hmm.
Things can play out differently. I'm fascinated by just Nebraska's kicking situation because I think the days of familiar faces that we've seen in the special teams units the last couple of years, I think we're going to start to see them kind of fade off into the background. I think I wonder if Tristan Alvano has a role on this team going forward. Right. Yeah. And like, that's a name that we talked about John Hole, but what about Tristan Alvano, who was Nebraska's starting kicker as a freshman? And obviously we know that Archie Wilson is going to be the punter and stuff, but I'm really, really interested to see the mindset change in addition to the personnel that Mike Eckler brings in.
Special teams, you talked about kicking specifically. So we'll just – I can't help but think about the Rutgers game. Do you remember the two block kicks, punts that we had, and then our defense, Rutgers got the ball, what was our 28, and they stopped them. They got the ball on our two, and we held them. Like, we can't do those types of things against Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, even Minnesota. There's the reason Minnesota's beaten us so many times in a row and seven times out of eight. And Wisconsin, we finally got the monkey off our back. We should never have to wait 12 years to beat Wisconsin again. It's these types of things. This is why we kick the crap out of Iowa, and they still end up with more points than us because they don't beat themselves. They do the little things. They do the fundamentally sound things that sometimes people take for granted. But if you're not good at them, they will destroy your win-loss record, which is what's happened to Nebraska over the past few years. No, bring it up, Archie Wilson. Like, he is.
He sounds like a comic book character.
That's a great way of
Archie Wilson.
That's a great way of putting it. The way he can rugby kick with his right foot, his right leg, left leg. He's a freaking teenager. He's got all these years of eligibility. Mike Eckler absolutely loves this guy. And when Eckler just kind of alluded how much he liked him, I was like, this guy's available. He's not on anybody's team. And I didn't know who he was talking about at this point in time.
Yep.
Okay. was just like, how good can he be? Sometimes who you know is so important. When you go down, you get a guy from freaking Australia who's a teenager that's flown under the radar somehow. Being able to kick right foot so you can directional kick right foot rugby style while your team's running down the field. How are they going to get much of a return on you? Then you can do a left. Then you can pin them deep. I don't want to get overly excited, but it's just like, can we, if we're average on special teams, that's a gargantuan.
Okay, that point, because I think to that, that's exactly where I was going to go with this is we're not asking Nebraska to make a jump from a top 50 special teams unit to top 10.
Just be average.
Like, you just need to figure out a way to consistently be sufficient.
Yeah, that works too.
I just think that ultimately, Nebraska hasn't been able to create some excitement plays on special teams. Have they been able to make field goals? Sure, every college football team can do that time and time again. But from an excitement standpoint, that the game, when was the last time that Nebraska fans in the middle of a punt return got up on their feet as the return was going?
Probably DeMorne Pearsonell.
And DeMorne Pearsonell. Like, I remember, I will never forget, it was a night game against Michigan State. It was during, it would have been after Amir Abdullah's Heisman campaign, so early 2017-ish, they went out to East Lansing to Michigan State.
Was Frost the coach? Because that was his first year.
It was not Frost as the coach.
So maybe 16.
So maybe it must have been earlier than that. And it was DeMorne Pearsonell returning it. But Nebraska was down by like two scores. There was like 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And DeMorne ended up returning a punt for a touchdown. And it was against a top 10 Michigan State team or whatever. And you're just sitting there going, all right, that just gave Nebraska a chance.
Yes.
In a blink of an eye, they changed it from a two-possession game, didn't have the ball, to now they have plenty of time. They don't have to press on defense. They can get a three and out. They can, even if they allow a first down, there's still time. Nebraska's got three timeouts. They're only down by one possession now. Those types of feelings have just completely escaped Nebraska fans. And that's where I think you don't have to have that every single game. But to have that once or twice in a season where at the end of the year we can look back and go, yeah, you know what? That return or that field goal kick or that punt, that guy, that time that they pinned him down inside the five, that allowed them to change the trajectory of the game.
So there's a whole bunch of statistical analysis that's been done on this. I want to say it's 92%. I could be wrong. I know it's over 90%. But if you block a punt or you have your punt blocked, the team that blocks the punt wins, I believe it's 92. It's over 90% of those games where there's a blocked punt. And if you think back to the Rutgers game, you think back to Boston College with the blocked PAT and I think a blocked field goal, or was it another blocked punt that game? We were blowing them out the water, and that's really the only thing that made that game kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And so for me, I also look at our field goal kicking situation. Well, let's come back to the returner thing, because I want to see a guy like Ja'Cory Barney back there, who's probably the fastest guy on the team. And you've got multiple guys who can start at receiver, so why not put a guy like Ja'Cory or whoever else you think can do it back there? And you make other teams nervous. You make them change the way they punt. Sometimes teams will try to pooch punt. You're going to get 10 more yards without even touching the ball because they're scared to kick it deep. Sometimes they're going to kick it out of bounds, which leads statistically to more shanks, and then you're going to benefit yardage-wise and starting field position-wise. Easy for me to say, without the guy ever touching the ball. And then when he touches the ball, just the threat. Like, a special teams play can ignite a team unlike few other plays can. I think one of the other things that can ignite a team is a quarterback doing an incredibly physical thing, like running somebody over.
Yeah.
Or I go back to Frost block that he had on the reverse back. You've seen the highlight a million times. Like, things like that can ignite a team, and special teams, big plays on special teams, is one of those things that can do it as well. We have three field goal kickers on scholarship right now. It makes me nervous. I don't want to say it's like when you have two quarterbacks, you have none. It's not like that. But if you have to bring in another one and you have three, I don't know that shows the most faith in what you currently have, though. That's the one area I'm looking at, and I'm like, our punting will be better. I believe our returns will be better. Our coverage units will be better.
Yeah.
Where are we at field goal kicking wise?
I think you talked about it, right? The three, and I don't know why I can't think of the guy from California, the kicker.
John Hole Alvano.
And the guy that they brought in, who's actually, I mean, I don't think it's a hot take for me to sit here and this is me, I guess, putting my foot out or putting my reputation out. I think he's going to be the transfer. Kyle Cunanan.
Yep, there thank you.
I think Cunanan's going to be your starting kicker going forward for Nebraska. I just think that there's been a couple of things internally with Tristan Alvano. Not only just the injuries, I think that there's some things that just
he's lost his confidence.
I think it's confidence. I also just this is going to come across way more harsh than I think I'm intending it to be. I don't know how good he was to start, and the inability of Nebraska staff to maybe develop him in his early time at Nebraska has hindered him. And you piggyback that on top of it with a couple of injuries. And I sit here, I would ask Husker fans of like, what can you tell me about Tristan Alvano's high school career outside of the 5 field goals that he kicked in the state championship?
That's a fair point.
And that's like that. Once again, it's like, I'm not out here trying to slight Tristan Alvano,
but my
point is this of like, what can you tell us? We hear all the time about, man, Tristan Alvano's got a leg. Well, why? Because of what he did in the state championship game. Yeah, the lights were the brightest. He kicked in Memorial Stadium, and he did something that I specifically could not do. But then we also have to be under the impression of, okay, why hasn't he been able to find the field? And part of that's injury, but also I think there's other things that are involved there. And so and it's the old cliche phrase of, you don't bring somebody in if you got your guy in the room already.
That's what I was kind of getting at. You don't bring in a third guy if your starter's already there. With Tristan, haven't spoken to him directly.
Yeah.
If you watch his body language and you just kind of watch him when he was doing more kicking and out there more often, there just seemed to be a little bit of a lack of confidence, okay? And I come back to something you said a minute ago, the development. Matt Rhule is known for developing players.
Sure.
I'm just going to ask a question, and we do have to go to break. Point a player to me going into year 3 of Matt Rhule, so through the first 2 years, okay? Not named Ty Robinson, because he was already an upperclassman when Matt Rhule got here. Point a player or players to me that you notice have been significantly developed over the past couple of years, because that is something Matt Rhule is known for. I believe he can do it. I think we need more out of that particular department in the future. But are there players or a player that comes to mind through his first 2 years?
I'm trying to go through position groups as a whole.
It's a little challenging.
It is very challenging. I would say potentially, like, I'm trying to think about guys in that secondary. I think John Bullock could potentially be
there,
a name.
There you go.
John Bullock could be
there
a name that had improved.
That's a fair one.
But okay, let's think about the sexy positions, the skill positions. Wide receiver, Nebraska, they brought in Ja'Cory Barney. I think this is a big year for Ja'Cory. I think they've also utilized the transfer portal. I would say this, like, another miss that we haven't talked about, Billy Kemp. Like, I know he dealt with, but yep. it just never felt like he firmly
fit. I think it fell more on the quarterback, so he kind of flew under the radar with
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there was a slight injury. There was a slight injury there with Billy as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you make a great point, Adam, to where it's this conversation of, we're kind of just sitting back and waiting. We have confidence that it's going to pan out.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, if it doesn't, just go grab 25 guys from the portal, we'll be good.
Well, that is the benefit of today's day and age.
Please don't have that be the philosophy. Please don't have that be the game plan and the blueprint. But speaking of game plans, by the way, since we are at the College World Series, it's important to note that since there was a 10 a.m. game, they tried to say that they were going to play the game at 1 o'clock, and it's not going to be the case. It's going to be a 1:43 p.m. first pitch for Oregon State and Louisville, just about a block north of where we're at right now.
Little College World Series update right there. Now, I do think it's also fair to point out, like, John Butler, I didn't even think of John Bullock.
John Bullock.
That was a fair pull because I couldn't think of one. So you got one. I think it's also fair to say that going into year 3 is when you would expect to see the most development and players developed actually show it on the field.
Sure.
So when you say we're kind of waiting and trusting that it's going to happen, I think that's fair to point out as well. Just hasn't happened a lot through 2 years so far, but year 3 is kind of that jump year, if you will. All right, we are eventually going to get to the overall win totals for Nebraska football season. Probably going to bump that to Thursday.
Yeah, say maybe not today.
Yeah, when we come back, we're going to do the Husker Sports Roundup update, though. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.